Well, tens of thousands of Oasis fans are in the capital this weekend. The first of two of their concerts took place at Croke Park last night, their first gig in Ireland since 2009. Alan Corr, you were there. Go on. Make me and everyone else jealous who didn't get a ticket. How was it?
It was very, very good, Jackie. It's the best I've seen them since the Tivoli Theatre in Dublin in 1994. It genuinely was an electric atmosphere, a sea of blue Dublin Ga shirts and also branded Bohemian shirts. The place went wild. Even an old cynic like me had a dopey grin on his face because people know these songs so well. They mean so much to them. There was a sense of elation, of euphoria as well. And it just captured a kind of an age, an era, the 1990s. Two separate generations of fans were there. And it was just a great convivial party atmosphere.
I saw them in Marley Park in 2005, and something that struck me about the whole experience was the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm from the crowd. I'm sure it was there in bucket hat loads last night.
Oh, very much so. I mean, part of an Oasis gig has always been the communal experience. So a lot of these songs were sang back to the band. I mean, midway through the set, Noel Gallagher does his kind of solo run in which he plays songs like Half a World Away, and The Master Plan, and people were singing back every lyric to him. And it was the only time I detected maybe a shred of emotion on the Chief's face, as Noel is known, because this was a very professional, very slick and very choreographed gig. Unlike the Oasis of yore, this was the new Oasis in action, I thought, Jackie.
The vibe and the chemistry on stage between the brothers?
How was that? Interestingly, I have the impression that Noel only signed up for these 41 gigs if there was set hard and fast rules about his interaction with his brother Liam. So when they walked out on stage, bang on time at 8:15, hands aloft, clenched, that was the only real contact between the two of them. As I said, it was kind of like a choreographed brotherly bonhomie between the two brothers. After the show, they would have got into separate cars and drove to their separate five-star hotels. I think that's part of the whole deal. The old Oasis is gone. This is the new, slick, professional Oasis in action.
It has been a family affair. I see Noel's daughter has been regularly attending the concerts and posting about them online. Rumour has it that Liam and Noel's Irish mother, Peggy, is the reason for their reunion. Was she there last night?
She certainly was. And she would have had a very proud moment, I think, because I think more than anyone else, including the Noel and Liam's kids, she is the person who would have banged her son's heads together, gently albeit. Peggy's 81 now, and she was very tired and very upset about the kind of the schism between her two sons. So I think she was largely instrumental in getting them back together again. So she would have had a very proud moment up there in an executive box in Croker last night.
Very briefly, Alan, any tips for people going tonight?
Get there early. Try and see Richard Ashcroft. He played a very good set, and see cast as well. Very well, very slick, organised security procedure as well. Getting home, bit difficult getting home for me, but a very enjoyable night, and the weather will be with you again.
Oh, listen, enjoy to anybody heading to Night 2 tonight. Alan Corr, thank you so much. That's it from us today. Thanks to our team. On sound was James Feeney. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of today's programme, John Burke. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport. From myself, Jackie Fox, and all of the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.